Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN, and we'll be chatting here in the next couple segments with State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan, who joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Brandon. Good to be here.
We are glad to have you, and thank you so much. I was planning to do these legislative previews next week, but it worked out that we could have you live here this morning, so we appreciate that. And I understand, first, you want to, before we talk about anything serious here, we're going to talk about something a little more important. I know you wanted to, you had a message for a very special person in our community.
Yes, C. Clyde Jones. What an incredible contributor he has been to the Manhattan community, to the university, and I think to the morale of all of us. I got to know C. Clyde back when I was in student senate at K-State. And he was involved with the athletic, I think he was faculty chair of the athletic committee, if I remember right. And that was a time when my student senators decided we wanted to do something to improve K-State football at the same time we hired Vince Gibson as our new football coach. And that was the first big turnaround before Bill Snyder. And so listening to Clyde yesterday and some of your clips today and Linda Utoff's song and Coach Snyder. And after I retired from the school district, Clyde got me involved in Shepherd's Crossing and also got involved in United Way. And he's such a great example, I think, for all of us. And I think about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's quote about, if you want to have a meaningful, happy life, find something larger than yourself and get involved in it. And that's what Clyde has done as a model for all of us in our community of really getting involved with other people. I'm always intrigued about Clyde in how he maintains his relationships with the people that he's known during his life here in Manhattan and people outside of Manhattan. But he always has new, younger friends. And so that's been a good model for me to think about is, as your previous guest said, what's the secret to a good life, good health and a bad memory? I think the other key is how do you stay engaged with your community and make new friends and find new ways to contribute? So thank you, Clyde, for being that model for all of us. And it's been a short 98 years. And I know with Linda's song, take good care of yourself, we got to get to at least 105.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that song yesterday, like I said, it almost brought me to tears. It reminded me, do you remember the last episode of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
Oh, gosh, yes. Bette Midler?
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of yesterday, and I just kind of got chills thinking about it, but that was really cool.
Well, we'll have to tell Clyde that he reminds us of Johnny Carson, too. He usually has a good smile and a chuckle also.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about him as my new Johnny Carson.
There you go. Well, getting on to some more serious business, we found out this week that they made some progress in Washington, D.C. We've got a stimulus coming here, and still a lot of question marks as to what that's going to look like when we all receive our checks here. It sounds like $600 coming to a lot of individuals in our communities. Curious, though, at the state level, what that means now for the budget here. I know Governor Kelly's kind of been waiting to see before releasing her budget, and I don't believe she's released it yet.
Well, I'm going to plead not knowing in detail what's in there. I'm afraid one of the things I was hoping for, and I think Governor Kelly had even gone to Washington and testified before a House committee about the importance of us getting some money like we did with the recession in 2008-2009 with the ARRA money to backfill some of the holes in the state budget. And I don't think there's anything in there, or if it is, certainly not as much as what I was hoping for. So that's up in the air. But what's good is we did actually get a bipartisan decision. And I think there will be additional support for unemployment. I'm seeing surges in our unemployment, and I'm worried about what we've gotten, certainly a second surge from Thanksgiving, and I think we're going to get another surge from Christmas. And in spite of the fact that we have a vaccine, and that makes me feel good, that we have at least light at the end of the tunnel, that's not going to really impact us in the short term, I don't think. And so I'm certainly hoping that we get enough support in this stimulus. I know there's some hope with new president and Biden, who has pledged to really take the pandemic seriously and deal with it. If we do need to do some backfill on the state budget, I don't want to get into the disaster we had with the recession in 2008 when President Obama took over and Kansas wound up cutting so many things that Governor Brownback cut, example, highways. And so we didn't get the economic recovery that we needed. And I think that's another key piece that we've got to keep in mind is how do we deal with any budget shortfalls wisely so we don't cripple our economy and cripple state government?
I know there's it'd be quite interesting to see what happens here with Medicaid here. I know that's been talked about for several years now, but maybe more so now than ever. We see maybe the need for it, especially for the vulnerable in our community. Do you see that getting front and center treatment here in the next legislative session?
I don't see it being front and center. Most of my colleagues are pretty pessimistic about Medicaid expansion passing. The primary wiped out about six of our mods, moderate Republicans in the Senate, and replaced them with anti-Medicaid expansion people, likely. Same way in the House, we lost a few key House members who either retired or didn't get reelected that had supported Medicaid expansion. So the votes may not be there. I always remain optimistic, though. I always like to think when we come back and start a new session, things will be less partisan and less political. And we'll look at how do we keep our rural communities and all of our hospitals statewide. Manhattan's not exempt from the impact on the finances of even our hospital here in Manhattan, and certainly Clay Center and Junction City and Wamego and other places. And so I think we will look at it again, but I don't think it will be the first thing on the agenda. I'd be happy if it was, but the new conservative Republican leadership in the Senate, and we have returning conservative leadership in the House, are the ones that really decide what the agenda is and what bills hit the floor.
All right. Well, I know there's a group of individuals out there just kind of seem to fall in the gap, and whether that's by their fault or not, I'm not really sure. But a lot of folks left out there kind of in a pinch here when it comes to health insurance. It's not any better.
You're so right, and I think it's exacerbated with our unemployment numbers. We had probably the highest unemployment we've ever had in that March to July framework, and then things picked up, but we're getting another increase in unemployment. Well, if you lose your job and that's where your health insurance is, that means you don't have health insurance either. And that's the very gap you're talking about, that Medicaid expansion would help those people who are in that hole, or the what we call the working poor, is they're working, but their hourly wage or their hours and their income is not sufficient that they can qualify for the federal insurance, nor can they afford private insurance. So they fit right in that gap. So that's why I remain optimistic that some of the people that didn't support Medicaid expansion might change their minds. And again, with President Biden, the Affordable Care Act is not likely to go away by executive order. And there's still not a majority of people in Congress. We don't know what's going to happen with the U.S. Senate. And so It's likely to be there. Kansas has lost, the last time I checked during the campaign, there's over $4 billion that we would have received back from the taxes we send to the federal government that we would have had to put in to health care for Kansas citizens. That's what we have lost by not expanding Medicaid. And that number will continue to increase, and whatever tax dollars we could have put into it will go to other states that have expanded. And that's true of every state that surrounds Kansas now. We're the outlier. And while I don't relish always being average, I like to think Kansas is above average. I don't like being below average when it comes to our surrounding states.
And we're speaking with State Senator Tom Hawk here, the 22nd District. He's from Manhattan. I got to take a break, but we'll come back. We'll continue our conversation after this on News Radio KMAN.